number of people who feel some kind of affinity to the island of Ireland will most definitely get that chance.
And no question about it. This is probably the best year to do it. Those air access figures that I mentioned at the start mean that it's never been easier actually to get to Ireland. And prices are very good too. I noticed a survey from hotels.com just came out recently showing Ireland as the cheapest hotel accommodation in Western Europe. So there's a lot of things going for us. You know, there may be times may be tough economically, but we've got a lot of things going for us, and there's never been a better time to come. And certainly for people interested in tracing their Irish ancestry, never been a bigger time, you know. And this is the year of family history this year. And, you know, we're finding an awful lot of people now making inquiries into how they can take that extra step and come home to discover where they came from.
Ireland.com, and maybe it's appropriate that we should have Joe Byrne here with us, as with Niall Gibbons, who, Joe being the man in charge of Tourism Ireland for North America, and of course Niall Gibbons, who is the CEO of Tourism Ireland Worldwide, the website, a choice website if there ever was one, Ireland.com. And we were wondering actually what we could do to mark the moving of Joe Byrne, and to pay, you know, some tribute to him. Again, friends, he's not retiring. He's moving over to another area. And we thought maybe if we could get the National University of Ireland Maynooth Chamber Choir, all 24 of them, and indeed my Michael Dawson, conductor, and again, Senator Michael.
Well, actually, very interesting you say that. The tour manager for the tour is actually my dad, and he is Senator Michael Dawson.
Okay, just one quick question. Now that you've had the experience of working with your dad, would you ever do it again? I mean,
I'll tell you at the end of the tour.
Senator, very welcome. All right, Michael, tell us about the group.
The group is made up of singers from all around the college. You've got singers mainly from the music department, music majors, but also people studying philosophy, people studying science, and it's an audition choir. So they come in, they audition, and they get some of them get marked on attendance for being in the choir. So we're all part of the National University of Ireland.
Right. Now, do they have to move on? Do you have an alumni? Do you have?
We have a huge alumni presence in America, massive. And actually, they've given us an amazing help on the tour. They've promoted us. They've got loads of people coming. They've sponsored us with loads of stuff. They're absolutely fantastic. And we actually have a few alumni amongst the group for this
amongst?
Tour. They came back. They came back.
Fantastic. UK, you take it from here. And because they are going to perform.
You want to hear us, do you?
I do. Absolutely.
Well, the piece we're going to perform is called Sheeta Vami, Sheeta Vamoi, which means she is your granny. It's a cautionary tale warning an old wealthy woman not to marry a younger man. And all her friends keep telling her, don't marry him, you know, he's young and he's an alcoholic. He'll just drink all your money away. And she says, well, I don't really care.
Fair enough.
She says, I'm happy enough.
All right, and here to have 24 people, you know, singing Arish, good. Fair play. Again, the National University of Ireland, Maynooth Chamber Choir, and you're really, really welcome, because I know that you have been a great gift to New York, and you've managed to be in the Metropolitan Club for the Ireland U.S. Council the other day, and also at the Governor's Breakfast.
Yeah, we're having an amazing time to come to this incredible city. Even looking out the window now, the snow is falling, and it's so scenic, and it's so beautiful. Like, a lot of us actually have never even been to America, so it's just a massive deal. And after this, we're heading up to Albany tomorrow to perform in a beautiful cathedral up there, the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception.
Yes.
At 2 o'clock up in Albany, and then we're heading up to Buffalo, across to Notre Dame University.
Wow.
To Chicago. So it's a huge tour. It's a 10-day tour, and we're on day 3 now, and we're still surviving. There's no fallouts or dropouts yet, so
Terrific. Well, you're very, very welcome, and I know that and anywhere you have performed, it has been just amazing. And lest I forget it, how do you get information? What's your website?
Well, you can get information on music.nuim.ie.
Okay.
Music.nuim.ie or our Facebook page. If you go to Facebook and go to Maynooth Chamber Choir, that's Maynooth Chamber Choir, you'll see videos of us online. We're actually posting a day-by-day update of everything that's happening. We've got pictures of different people, etc.
Okay, I just wanted to give you that, friend, slowly again. That website is
music.nuim.ie. Yeah,
yes.
N-U-I-M. Yeah, that stands for National University of Ireland, Maynooth.
Maynooth.
But Mandy, the Facebook page is actually probably where you're going to get the most frequent updates, and you get to see all the antics that the choir are getting up to.
And give that one more time.
And that's if you just go onto Facebook and type in Maynooth Chamber Choir, and that's Maynooth. If you go in there, you'll see the video, you'll see pictures. They're all beautiful people, so it's worth looking up.
Terrific, and we'll do that. Okay, take it from here now. Okay.
Right. Well, have you got a note there? That's lovely. That's absolutely gorgeous, guys. Well done. Right, let's give it a go. Deirdre.
Absolutely.
Well, you know,
we've heard you at the Metropolitan Club at the Ireland US Council, which is an amazing, fantastic organization. Again, self-explanatory by virtue of the title. But it was great.
I suppose we couldn't travel all the way to America without performing one of Ireland's most famous songs. So I suppose we have to. We're obliged to sing Danny Boy. And if you're listening to this at home, feel free to sing along.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Wow. That's incredible. Good luck. Tomorrow, on St. Patrick's Day, again, you're going to be?
In Albany, in the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in Albany, and that's at 2 p.m.
2 p.m.
We're doing a full concert, hour and a half, of beautiful music. We're doing a mixture of Irish music, some American music, some sacred music. It's going to be a gorgeous concert, yeah.
I can only wish you the very, very best of luck, and it was our pleasure, really, and a great, great opportunity for us to be able to hear what the best of Ireland has to offer, and it's right, it really, it really is. And unusual, it's great, and we were delighted.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We've been on such a buzz since we got here. We found out yesterday that you were going to have us on the radio. We were just so excited, and we are so grateful. Thank you so much, Adrian.
You're
a fantastic
again,
radio
to all of you. Lots of luck, and enjoy your tour, because we know you're coming. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks again. Thanks, Senator.